everybody. Welcome back to Trivial Warfare. We are the podcast that takes a pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. My name is Jonathan. I'm here with my friends Mark and Chris. Guys, this is episode 14.
Wow. And also, we're the only podcast that has two taglines. You notice that?
I'm going to come up with as many as I can. Actually, I have a third that's on the business card, and I wish I could change it now. It talks about every day in life you need to do three things. Love, learn, and
laugh.
Mm-hmm. And how we provide two of those three things. But yeah, I wish I could change that now.
Become a part of the Trivial Warfare Army.
I like that.
The TWA.
Yeah.
Trivial Warfare Army. You know what? I should put a link on our website and have it say, join the Trivial Warfare Army. You click it, and it's like input your email address, and you get mailings from us when we want to announce things.
I believe this is history in the making.
I like that.
This is a good idea, actually. Very cool. I think that's a really good idea. I can put a button on there.
Mm-hmm. We're not just a dead airline. It's the TWA.
We're in Hufflepuff.
Wow. All right. That was such a great video.
That's my favorite. All right, guys. Before we get rolling, anything fun happened lately?
Yes, we recorded an episode. Now we're recording another episode.
Was it any good?
I think it was pretty darn good, actually.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
This is the episode after the episode where I said I was going to Vegas. So last episode, we talked about me flying out tomorrow.
How was Vegas?
Vegas was wonderful. It was amazing. I met a lot of nice people. I went to a couple of exclusive parties.
How's Jericho?
I actually haven't been yet, so I will let you know next time we record, which is after I get back.
There you go.
Little insight to you guys. We record two or three shows at a time to make sure we're keeping up with our schedule.
Yes.
So, all right, let's... you have a warm-up question, I believe.
I do have a warm-up question, because also we don't want to leave Mark questionless.
Mark needs to have a few questions.
Exactly. Absolutely, I love playing.
All right, so guys, I just pulled up... I got to hit the cancel button, because my fiance just texted me something, so now I have it back up again.
It wasn't a picture, was it?
You want to share?
It was not a picture.
Are you sure? You want to share?
She's a good girl. She loves her mama. She's crazy about Elvis and horses, too.
Girl.
Okay.
Is that a Carrie Underwood song, I think?
No.
Tom Petty,
dude. No, not the one you were singing. Oh. I think Carrie Underwood has a song called Good Girl.
Oh yes, Good Girl.
See you there. Thank you. Yes.
Anyway.
No.
So I pulled up the 2015 payroll for Major League Baseball. The top 10 of them.
Okay.
And I want you guys to tell me who's in the top 10 of the most salaries in Major League Baseball.
So who have the top 10 highest salaries in baseball?
That's correct.
All right. I can definitely do a few of them.
I have no clue.
None?
I've been out of the baseball loop for like 8 years.
Way to include
Mark. I'm a Pirates fan. So
Mark with your question there, Chris.
No, you're good.
But Mark, this is like a good time to be a Pirates fan. They don't suck anymore.
Yeah, but the Pirates aren't. No, there's not a Pirate on that payroll list.
You're probably right.
Even McCutcheon's not on there.
They're doing it the right way.
I don't know.
All right.
Okay, Andrew McCutcheon.
No. Oh, wait.
No. It's not individual players.
Yeah, you want
it's
teams.
Oh, the teams.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, so the Dodgers are first at $270 million. The Yankees absolutely are on there. The Red Sox absolutely are on there. Well, no, they've been building with youth lately. Maybe not. But they're the Red Sox. They've got to have, like, leftover money from bad contracts. I'm going to say the Red Sox. Who else has been? Detroit. Detroit's spending a lot of money. Washington Nationals are going to be on there.
Anybody on the West Coast?
San Diego Padres just brought on a lot of contracts. Matt Kemp's contract and Justin Upton's contract. So I'm going to say they're on there. Anaheim Angels spent a lot of money on Pujols and Hamilton. They're definitely on there. So that's seven. I'll throw out a couple of more that I think are on there. The Philadelphia Phillies have a lot of aging contracts that they can't get rid of. And so I'm going to say the Phillies. And... not the Braves, not the Marlins. Toronto, I think, may be on there. Have I named 10 teams yet?
Yes, actually, you've named about 12. But
great. So, how many did we nail?
You actually did really, really well. Did you want to add anything else?
The Pirates?
No, the Pirates are definitely not on.
Then no, I have nothing else to add. I have nothing else.
All right, I knew the Rays weren't on there.
At number 10, the Toronto Blue Jays at $122 million,
sneaking in at the end there.
Number 9, the Philadelphia Phillies, $135 million. Number 8, the Texas Rangers with $142 million.
I'm very surprised by that.
probably have a lot of contracts that got moved around that they're still eating the
They must
the price
have because they don't have – oh, the also, Darvish contract.
Yeah.
They don't have – they're really struggling right now.
Yeah. Okay. Number seven, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim with 150 – actually, really, $151 million.
Definitely.
Six, the Washington Nationals.
Yep. Scherzer contract.
$165 million. Number five, the San Francisco Giants with $172 million.
Wow, I'm surprised by that.
Number four, Detroit Tigers, $173 million. Three, the Boston Red Sox, $187 million.
Yeah, that has to be with old contracts too, because they don't have a lot of superstar players anymore. They have Ortiz and Pedroia and Clay Buchholz, but they don't really have a bunch of brand name people anymore.
Yeah. Number two, the New York Yankees with $219 million. And you nailed it right on the button. The Los Angeles Dodgers, $272 million of payroll.
Yeah.
Enjoy your burrito.
Dude, they are just – they're when you're making a trade, you're trying to trade with them because they're eating money right and left.
Yeah. So you got 9 out of the 10. Well done.
Good job.
I'm shocked by the Giants. Oh, here's something recently that happened.
Yes, you should be mentioning that.
Yeah, I went to an estate sale because I knew they had some signed memorabilia. And I picked up a set of signed baseballs in a little case that say Baseball's Leaders. And it has signed baseballs by Hank Aaron, Ricky Henderson, Pete Rose, and Nolan Ryan, which is really exciting. I love baseball memorabilia. I like collecting it. The one thing that I should have that I don't have is a signed Will Clark baseball because he's always my favorite player, right?
And tell the folks why.
Because I'm cheap.
That is factually correct.
So it's only like $115, right? You know the reason why I bought these baseballs for much more than that, but don't buy that one? Because I got these at like a 40% discount off of what they would retail for, and I only like buying things at a discount. And I don't like paying full price for things, and so I don't pay full price even if it's something I want.
Well, the funny part is, and this tells the difference between you and I, you said it's only $115. I'm going, man, $115.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Sorry.
All right. So
I like nice things.
Now that it's nice and awkward, Mark, why don't you start us off?
All right. Your first question is a history question.
All right.
What world structure was 26.5 miles long until 1989?
Can you repeat that again?
What world structure was 26.5 miles long until 1989?
I can write my answer down if you want to talk about it.
No, I have it written down. I'm doubting it because I thought it was much bigger.
That's what she said.
Nice. Yeah, good one.
Walked into that one. All right, go ahead, Jonathan. Why don't you talk it out? I got it written down.
Okay, I said the Berlin Wall.
All right.
You said the Great Wall of China, didn't you?
Daggummit, yes. I didn't. 1989 is the perfect hint.
The Great Wall of China is like
it's
the thousands,
hundreds,
whatever.
Hundreds,
yeah.
Maybe thousands.
I want to say it's 200 and something miles. Yeah.
It's more than 200 miles.
Stupid.
It's huge.
Stupid. Yeah. Stupid.
It is the Berlin Wall.
Daggummit.
26 miles is a nice city-sized kind of wall.
Man. I don't know what I was thinking there.
Ooh. When you said it's much longer, I knew immediately, oh, he wrote the wrong wall down.
Mm-hmm. We don't need any education.
I like how you corrected that grammatically when you sang it. Instead of saying, we don't need no education.
Oh, man. All right, Mark.
All right,
me again, please.
Second question is an entrepreneur's question. Who merged with James Bailey and became known as the creator of the Three Ring Circus?
I was really trying to give you the full name, but I'm gonna put the Jonathan rule into effect, and I'm just gonna say it's Barnum because the famous circus is Barnum and Bailey's circus that we know now.
It is Barnum, and I'm not gonna say his first name as part of my answer, but it's P.T.
P.T. Barnum. That's right. Okay.
Yep, it is P.T. Barnum.
All right.
I will never give a first name again unless you ask for it. I'm promising you that.
Deal.
I can't believe I missed points last game because of that. That crapper.
Haters are going to hate.
By the way, the Great Wall with all of its branches.
No. It's like 2,000
miles. Is over 13,000 miles long.
13,000?
Apparently it has several branches to it. It's not just one wall. I did not know that.
Now, so a little history lesson here. And I'm not 100% sure if what I'm about to say is correct. So if it's not, I'm totally going to scrub it out. I believe that the Great Wall of China was built to repel Mongol invaders the Mongols were Genghis Khan and Kublai Khan and all of that, and they were coming out of Mongolia, which is situated in between China and Russia. And these aren't the first guys. That was a birthplace of conquering peoples. And they just would come and raid China. And basically, China was under their domination for a long time. And the Great Wall of China was built for that reason, was to repel them so that the Chinese people could feel safe.
Somebody has been listening to hardcore history again.
Hey.
Mongol, only pawn in Game of Life.
All right, finishing out round one with a sports question.
All right.
What is the slowest stroke in Olympic swimming events?
I got jokes. Billy Squire.
Love that song.
The Billy Squire.
It's one of two. It's either the butterfly or the backstroke, and that's what I'm trying to struggling with. So I'm going to say it is the backstroke.
It's the butterfly.
It is the breast.
Is it the breast?
Wow.
I was thinking about the breaststroke, but I thought the butterfly was much slower than the breast.
Breast is always the answer.
Ba-dum-bum. All right.
Wow, that stunk.
Woo.
After one round, Jonathan, you're up 20 to 10.
Okay.
Round two. First category is food.
I should be good at this category.
What ingredient does the word sushi refer to?
Repeat that again, please.
What ingredient does the word sushi refer to?
Okay.
You done?
Yeah.
I said rice.
I said fish.
It is rice.
Nice.
All sushi's got rice.
It's actually a very, very, very much a tricky question because you think about sushi with raw fish, right? But I feel like I've heard that question before.
Well, and also, I didn't think all sushi had rice in it. I thought some just had like seaweed wraps and stuff like that. So that's just why I'm a little surprised.
If it's a seaweed wrap, then it's not sushi.
Yeah, not genuine.
Sushi, where I come from, sashimi. We call that stuff bait.
Sashimi is the one that has the raw fish like sitting on top, and I believe there's some sashimis that don't have rice.
What famous Pittsburgh Steelers said that line, by the way?
What line?
Sushi, where I come from, we call that stuff bait.
Terry Bradshaw?
That was absolutely Terry Bradshaw. Yeah. That was a great commercial.
You can't spell cat, but...
if you spot them, the C and the
yep.
A...
Mm-hmm. All right, music. You have a window on this one. Within 2 years either way, what year was Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back released?
Okay, I wrote mine down.
We had a question a couple of weeks ago about This Used to Be My Playground by Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
And I brought up an interesting fact that it was succeeded by End of the Road by Boyz II Men and preceded by Baby Got Back as number one hits. And I believe that was 19... You went the year, right?
Yes.
I believe it was 1992.
Alrighty.
I said 1991.
It's 1992. Nice.
Yes!
Yeah. Both got it. Good.
See? Like I pointed out in the last game, this show will help you be better at trivia. We're even better at trivia coming up on future episodes of our own show because of our show.
Nice.
Okay, last category of round two is crime.
It doesn't pay.
What athlete was charged last year with two counts of domestic violence on her half-sister and her nephew in Seattle, Washington?
Chris is writing it, so I'm just going to read it or say it. It's Hope Solo.
Hope Solo.
Yes.
It's really disappointing for her to sully the Solo name like that.
You're not kidding.
From Han.
From Han, yes, who developed such a sterling reputation as a smuggler on Star Wars.
Kind of sad when it's the smuggler that has the sterling reputation.
I know.
And is a fictional character completely.
Now, it was her nephew. How old was her nephew? Do we know?
Nope.
I think he was like 16 or 17. He was like, it was close enough to where it was like they were having to talk about what charges to put on her.
Kind of. So he was at the edge of man. Because it's like she's an athlete. And so she could definitely intimidate lot of people. Yeah, right? Yeah.
And she's
but at the same time, the whole female intimidating a male thing is really this awkward place where it's hard to wrap your mind around.
Well, she got it from her husband, one of the worst individuals in the world, Jeremy Stevens.
I don't know that person.
Okay. He used to be tight end for the Seattle Seahawks.
That's right.
A number of years ago. And like,
and what did he do?
He's basically gotten in so many domestic violence. I mean, there's at least three or four that I know of. I mean, it's just has one way or another gotten out of it.
With her?
I think that was one of them was with her, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad.
So you think domestic violence is contagious?
Yeah, I don't see why it wouldn't be. I mean, I don't think this is the platform really to talk about it, but I'm more than happy to discuss it with you offline. But
no,
yeah,
hey, you can have a conversation about
y'all wanna
it.
Y'all want to fight, like get into a fist fight about it?
Wow. We're not married, but that doesn't count.
I wouldn't know. I mean, y'all seem like you're a married couple.
Hey!
Dun, 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 dun.
All right.
Is there a scoring update?
I have no idea where we are right now.
Going into the third round, Jonathan, you're up 50-30.
Oh, I'm in the front, no wonder. I can't see anybody around me. That's why I don't know where they are.
Wow. Oh. Man. And I believe you were in the lead for most of the game last time. And what happened?
I did lose.
Round three. First question is a literature question.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
The classic tales The Lord of the Rings and Lord of the Flies both feature a primary character with what first name?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to have to think about this.
Okay. I wrote mine down, so.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was going to make the joke Frodo, and then I thought, crap, what if it's really Frodo? okay, so Lord of the Rings primary characters. You have Frodo, Samwise, Pippin, Merry, Aragorn, Legolas, and Gimli. I don't think, and what's the wizard's name? Gandalf. Is it Gandalf? No, I don't think it's Gandalf. The only one of those that has anything close to a real person's name is either Pippin, could Pip, we know is a character in a lot of books, or a few books at least, and Samwise, you could shorten to Sam, so I think I'm going to say Sam or Samwise, but mostly Sam.
All right, Chris?
Yeah, I wrote down Sam also, but I'm thinking it's Pippin now.
No, it's Sam.
All right.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of talking to get to Sam.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever read Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, I had to read it for school.
I know who wrote it.
Who?
Golding.
Oh. I saw the movie. I don't read. I watch movies. That's where I get all
you
my...
You Chris both. Yeah.
Me feel English? That's impossible.
Wait, I read plenty, thank you.
All right, movies is your next category. Which Marlon Brando film features the line, "You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender."
Okay, mine's written down.
That was On the Waterfront.
Nice. Actually, I got it wrong. It was Streetcar Named Desire is what I wrote.
On the Waterfront.
Well done, man.
Booyah! I didn't know that until a year ago. I saw like AFI's Top 100 Movie Quotes or something.
Yeah.
And they played that, and I was like, oh, that's where that comes from, On the Waterfront. Mm-hmm. And, which apparently was a fantastic movie. I've never seen it, but that's actually something I'm interested in watching.
All right, finishing out the round with science.
All right.
Science!
What percent of people have an IQ above 120? Is it 9, 29, or 49%?
I think it's 49%. I think 120 is about average.
Okay. I said 9%.
It's 9%.
Oh, I'm way off.
Yep.
Oh.
130 is what I believe somewhere around 130 is qualification for Mensa, but you still have to apply and everything. 130 is gifted level. You'd be surprised at how low it is.
So, going into halftime, Jonathan, you will be pleased to know.
It's already halftime?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
All right. Anyway, as I was saying before I got good lorded and interrupted.
Good Lord.
It's almost like you're hitting a button and saying it. Anyway.
Good Lord.
Fine.
Is it halftime already?
Is it halftime?
We're reversing the scores just because Jonathan keeps saying good Lord. Anyway.
And Chris wants to be like me.
No.
That's what I heard there.
Not one bit.
Mm.
Jonathan, you're leading 70 to 50. Excuse me.
70-20.
Blowout.
Wow.
So, going into the wonderful halftime question that Mark has set up for us. So, Mark, what do you got for us?
Your halftime question. Write down these U.S. states. Alaska, Nebraska, Virginia, and Connecticut. Next to each state, provide the state's two-letter postal abbreviation.
Okay, I'm done.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah.
Holy crap.
I like to send
you
letters.
You studied these.
I like to send letters.
Nobody sends letters anymore.
Actually, I got a really sweet one from my Aunt Pat, who my uncle passed away a couple weeks ago, and it was really, really sweet.
Well, that's very cool. Then.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, but yeah, so I write letters back and forth to her because she literally does not do Facebook or very little email. She likes to do it the old school way, and, you know, God bless her for it.
It's a lost art.
It really is. I had pen pals as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
I am struggling mightily with Nebraska. You've already written yours down?
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
I mean, I'm not 100% sure I'm right on a
it's
couple
gotta
of them.
It's got to be like in E or in B. NB is the one that's sticking out, but I don't think there's an NB state abbreviation.
Or it could be NBA.
No, they're all two
it's
letters.
It's fantastic.
Could be like the chemical elements or whatever where it has two letters that have nothing to do with it.
Right? It's like right. OP.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So why don't you read them off to us and we'll...
Well, shouldn't we be the ones who say what we put?
Okay, we can do that. Then.
Yeah, we should.
You want to go first or you want me to?
Yeah, let's alternate.
Okay.
I said AK for Alaska.
Alaska is AK.
Correct.
What did you say for Nebraska?
Nebraska is NE.
I wrote NB.
It is NE.
I knew I was going to miss that. I felt bad about it when I did it. I said VA for Virginia.
Virginia is VA.
That's correct.
And I said CT for Connecticut.
Because Connecticut is CT.
All yep. Right.
So you got 3 out of 4.
Yeah, I knew you were going to catch up a little bit there, though. I felt bad about NB. It's more like an element than a stupid state. Thanks, Nebraska.
It was nice of you to let him catch up.
Thanks, Obama.
Nice. All right, so going into the second half, Jonathan, you're still up, but I caught up a little bit. 85 to 70.
All right.
Round 4, your first category, geography.
Geography.
What land feature extends more than 800 miles from Northwest California to the Gulf of California?
What land feature?
Yeah, can you repeat that again?
What land feature extends more than 800 miles from Northwest California to the Gulf of California?
I've written mine down if you have any urge to talk, Chris.
Okay, I wrote mine down too, so... All right. My answer is the San Andreas Fault Line.
That is mine as well. I said the San Andreas Fault.
Yes.
Yeah. There's no river. There's no mountains. If you don't
in
think
the
about
the
fault.
In the river of the night.
You know what's funny is you picked on me once for saying in the river of the night, and you told me it's in the middle of the night. But every time you sing it, you say the river.
Yeah.
Just saying. I've been holding that. If you don't think of faults, that's a hard question, but if you do, it's the only possible answer.
Yeah, because I was thinking mountains, and I was like, no, that's not right.
Nothing stretching from north to south in
California. Yeah, there's no desert that does that. I mean, yeah, so.
All right, your next category is presidents.
Presidents.
Right. How many different U.S. presidents have there been?
Ooh.
There was that one.
And then the other guy.
The other one, and then the one after him.
And then the woman.
Wait a minute.
Really in charge, but.
Hey.
Charles in charge of our days and our nights.
All right, I have my answer.
I do too. My answer is 44.
I'm saying 44.
Did you write it down?
No.
Oh, you're just cheating.
He's piggybacking on your answer.
You shouldn't have gone first. That was what I was going to say all along.
I knew you were.
Because Reagan was 40, and I just add from there. Yep. Reagan's the... I remember three numbers. Washington's 1, Lincoln's 16, Reagan's 40.
Well, currently, we're on our 44th presidential whatever it is, but there are 43 different presidents.
Obama's 44.
He's the 44th, but president. Grover Cleveland was it?
Yeah.
Who was president?
Oh, different presidents?
Than president
See.
Again.
Oh, that's a trick question.
No, how many different U.S. presidents?
I messed up because I thought it was 45, but I remember Cleveland.
Did you really?
Yeah, I knew about Grover Cleveland. I subtracted
Who
one.
Did you add?
I couldn't remember. I just messed up the number, that's all.
Okay.
I knew about Grover
Cleveland. So you didn't do it like I did with Reagan and bouncing off Reagan?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No, I knew. I figured that's what the trick was. I just screwed the pooch on it.
I didn't even know there was a trick. I wasn't paying attention.
Dang it. Shocker.
I feel dumb.
The last question of the round. Disasters.
Okay. Like that question.
Yeah.
The master of disaster.
What? Oh, it's a Vegas question.
Vegas, hey, baby.
There you go. What Las Vegas hotel burned in November 1980, which resulted in 84 casualties?
Ooh. I have no idea, but I've written an answer down if you want to talk it through.
I watch Pawn Stars, and they talk about Vegas a lot because they're located in Vegas. Actually, on my trip, I'm hoping to make my way out there and go through the store.
Cool. Maybe find a baseball that you want. A Will Clark baseball.
Hey, maybe. I'm pretty sure they're not going to sell it at a discount, though.
No.
So I think I don't know much about Vegas either. Names that pop into my mind are older ones, though, or like the Palms and the Sands and those. I feel like there was a Flamingo, and I'm going to say the Flamingo. I have no idea if I'm close or not.
Well, I mean, there was a Flamingo. My answer was the Stardust.
Oh, that sounds right.
Sounds right, but it's not.
Oh, what is it?
But the MGM Grand.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Because mm-hmm. then they rebuilt it.
Did it burn to the ground, like all the way down?
I do not know. I just know it was beyond repair.
Huh. Wow, yeah, so I didn't think it was going to be an existing
Yeah.
one. Is that the one with a big lion in front?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right.
So, I'm going to go see all of it. I'm going to walk. You know, the strip is 4 miles long.
You're going to try to walk some of it?
I was about to say I'm going to walk it, but what am I going to do? Take a cab back?
Yeah.
All right. So after four rounds, Jonathan, you're still up 95 to 80. So still got that comfortable 15 point lead.
Right. Not that comfortable.
First question of the next round.
Hemorrhoids.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Mark.
Oh, you're good. The first question of the next round is a crime question. Who was the head prosecutor in the O.J. Simpson murder case?
McGruff.
The crime dog.
He took a bite out of him.
Oh, crap.
Okay, you said prosecutor?
The head prosecutor.
Yeah. I wrote it down.
So I know that the person who did most of the talking was Marcia Clark. But a lot of times in these legal cases, they have multiple people on their team, and the person doing most of the talking isn't usually the head. I'm struggling to think of another name. I know you had freaking Cochran and Kardashian on the other side.
And not the annoying Kardashian.
Boy, I managed to name three of the four people involved, and I'm not naming the right answer yet.
Well, you may have named the right answer. You just don't know.
I don't think I have. The name Kenneth Lay is coming into my mind. And there's no reason for it to come into my mind. Is Kenny Lay a lawyer in town? Crap. Oh, well, this is going to be embarrassing if this is wrong. I'm going to say Kenneth Lay. I'm going to say Lay.
Okay. Kenneth Lay, if I remember correctly, was the head of of Enron that ended up going to jail.
Oh,
could be.
Maybe.
Maybe that's why
we'll have to check that. But my answer is Chris Darden.
Darden.
Marcia Clark.
Oh!
Ah, gummit.
No!
I knew her too, but I thought it was Darden. I really thought that was Darden.
Gone with the person whose name I knew was over there. Oh, man, you talk about feeling dumb.
Because I was like trying to remember Marcia Clark's last name because there's an actress by the name Marcia Gay Harden, and that's the name that kept going into my head. And I was like, no, it's not her. Go away. And then I was like, Chris Darden. I was like, I think it was the dude.
I think Kenneth Lay is the Enron guy now.
He is.
Yeah. Look at you. Good job knowing that.
Wow.
Any bonus for that?
No. That's impressive, though.
Thanks.
Darn. I mean, stupid legal cases. If I'd have thought of Darden, I would have definitely said Darden, though.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Man, I really thought I got that one.
No.
Thank you. You notice how he said that, too?
No.
Think long, think wrong.
Ba-dum-bum. Oh, I thought quick.
That's true.
And I was at the short end of the stick.
You and your euphemisms today.
All right, music. Charlie Parker, also known as the Bird, is famous for playing what instrument?
Okay, I wrote it down.
Oh, God.
If Andy actually listened to this podcast, he'd be, come on, come on.
You wrote yours down?
Yeah.
Is Charlie the Bird Parker the guy who did Tequila?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, I feel like he is.
No.
Okay.
That was Los Troles or something like that?
Because I was going to say maybe it's trumpet. Charlie the Bird Parker. I'm going to say guitar.
My answer is trumpet.
He played the sax.
Oh man, Andy really is yelling at me.
Wow. Man, that was challenging. So, did he do any songs I know?
I'm sure he did.
I take it you hadn't seen the movie. There was a movie in the 80s. Forrest Whitaker played Charlie Parker.
Actually, I think Clint Eastwood directed that.
Did he?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes. Oh, my. Yeah, he did. Clint Eastwood directed it.
Wow.
I could be a little freaky sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah, but you don't know any songs by the guy. So.
I'm an idiot savant. Heavy on the idiot.
Low on the savant.
Exactly.
All right. I think the next one you guys are both going to get.
What round are we in?
This is the last question of round five.
Okay. What's the score?
After this question, I will tell you the score, like we've been doing.
I haven't paid attention.
Shocker.
Changing up the rules on it. Your category is legends. What legendary creature whose name's Spanish translation is to suck goat has its earliest sightings traced back to Puerto Rico back in 1995?
I know this answer, but it's not popping in my head, so I'm going to have to think about it. I know it's in there, though.
I'm El Nino, which is Spanish for the Nino.
Oh, what is the name of this stupid thing?
I got mine written down.
So I can talk freely?
Yeah, go ahead.
I know it's this Mexican thing or this Spanish thing, and I keep coming up with like words for old Spanish Mexican cities.
Like what?
Like Tecnictlocan and stupid.
Now he's just making stuff up.
Coacal, yeah. Coatzacoacl, the old, the
ancient Mayan cities.
What is this guy? Quetzalcoatl. That was the guy's, the god's name.
He's making stuff up.
Like, oh boy.
Oh boy.
What is the name of this stupid Mexican make-believe animal? Oh, I got it. It's a how do you say this?
All right, I'll
the chuchacabra or chucabra.
Wait, I just want to hear him continue to say it.
It's
chupacabra.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, that's
Wait,
it.
Okay, I want the record to show that I actually remembered how to pronounce a word. That never happens, and you couldn't pronounce it. That, again, never happens, Mr. Wordsmith.
I'd like the record to show that you just pointed out that you're not very good at something when you just were good at something, and so you made yourself look a lot worse than you would have if you didn't.
No, I disagree with that, because that's my MO.
Hey, guys, look, I'm normally terrible, but let me call attention, because I wasn't this time, but for the rest of the time, I'll be awful. Just letting you know.
I'm not giving him any points.
Instead of, hi, guys, look, I'm smart. I'm always smart. Look how smart I am.
Yeah, that's you, Jonathan. All right.
Thanks.
After five rounds, no, that always says that. Anyway, 105, Jonathan, to 90.
You know why?
Because it's not true.
Because I'm smart. I'm always smart.
I knew it. And gosh darn it, people like you.
Thanks, Jack Handy. Yeah.
No. No, that was Stuart Smalley.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Jack. Who's Jack Handy?
Handy did the
Deep Thoughts.
Deep Thoughts.
Oh, that's not a deep thought.
My favorite one was one time I decided to take my son to Disney World. I instead took him to a burnt out apartment and said, "Look what you did to Disney World." We went home with him crying. It was a good day.
Oh my God.
It was great.
Oh my God. Oh,
it was awesome. Wow.
All right, last round. Round six. Your first question is an alcohol question.
Great. We specialize in these.
But it's doable. I think you guys can pull this one.
All right.
What liqueur was Vincent van Gogh supposedly drinking heavily the night he cut off his ear?
Have you written yours down?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that it's right, but it's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah, I'm going to say tequila, but I don't know liqueurs to save my life, so...
So he was in Jamaica, I think, at the time, and so it could be rum.
Rum, yeah.
But I wrote absinthe, because that's the one that's supposed to make you crazy.
Ooh.
Good call.
Absinthe?
Absinthe.
Yes. Yep.
What is absinthe? I've never even heard of it.
It's this green poison, basically. Wow. It's a greenish color, and
sounds
it's
drink.
Poisonous.
Man.
I just know from, what was it, Road Trip, where there's like the little green fairy or whatever talking after they were tripping with the absinthe.
They also had absinthe came up in Moulin Rouge, I think.
Oh.
I feel like it did. It led to a bunch of trippy singing, which was basically the whole movie.
Yeah, everything about it was.
Do you like Moulin Rouge, by the way? Did you enjoy it?
I didn't like it.
I wasn't a fan either.
Hmm. I didn't like it as a movie, but there's some really good songs in there. So, interesting.
All right.
All right, next category, movie links.
Okay.
Name the actor or actress that appeared in these three films. The Deer Hunter, Mamma Mia, and Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Okay. I got my answer written down.
I got my answer. So, Lemony Snicket's, the only thing I know about that was Jim Carrey, and it ain't Jim Carrey. So, I got to throw that out, because I don't know anything about that. Mamma Mia, I don't know much, except it's Italian, and this guy's Italian. The Deer Hunter was definitely Robert De Niro. So I'm going with Robert De Niro.
My answer is Christopher Walken.
You guys both have the wrong sex.
Oh, Meryl Streep?
Meryl Streep.
Dadgummit. I thought she was in Lemony Snicket's, but I couldn't remember put her face in there.
I didn't know Meryl Streep was in any of those three movies.
Yeah. Yes.
Man, I was really hoping that would be one of those things where I could catch up just a smidge to you.
Well, your last category is sports.
All right.
Who is the only player in the NFL to ever score a touchdown in four consecutive Super Bowls?
This is tricky.
This is a great question, though. Oh, my gosh. I hate it and love it all at the same time.
I have my answer.
I have my answer.
All right, so the deep thought here is it somebody who played in four consecutive Super Bowls in the same team? Because if it is, it has to be a Buffalo Bill. But if it's not, perhaps they switched teams and went to the Super Bowl. Like, there's baseball players who, like Reggie Jefferson, went to the playoffs 6 years in a row with five different teams, right? So it could be something like that. I think it's a Buffalo Bill. I'm going with Thurman Thomas.
That's actually my answer as well, Thurman Thomas.
You're both correct.
Man, you're not catching up, but I wish I was pulling ahead. Jeez Louise. You couldn't have gone with Andre Reed?
No.
Don Beebe?
That would have been the wrong answer.
What's Metzelaars? Was that the tight end's name?
Keith Metzelaars.
Metzelaars?
Pete Metzelaars.
Okay, so going into the final round, Jonathan, you actually have a pretty decent lead, 125 to 100.
Oh, okay. All right. When did I get one right that you got wrong?
The very first one, the liqueur.
Oh, absinthe. That's right.
Yeah. I can't even pronounce it.
It's hard to pronounce, unless you have a lisp. It was probably absence, except the person had a lisp.
It made the heart grow fonder and crazier.
Yes.
All right.
What's the final category for us, Mark?
Your final category.
Bring the pain.
I'm going to give you four events that occurred in U.S. history.
Okay.
And you have to put them in order.
All right.
Put these events in order from the earliest to have happened down to the most recent. Your events are the U.S. celebrates the 100th anniversary of the Statue of Liberty, Viking 1 and Viking 2 land on Mars.
Oh, God.
Four officers are acquitted in the L.A. beating of Rodney King, and Ted Turner introduces CNN as the first all-news network.
These were not the kind of historical events that I was hoping for. I was hoping for, like, Teapot Dome scandal and that kind of stuff.
Not that far.
Little Bighorn. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. How exciting! I don't know anything about Viking 1 and 2.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, I'll be honest, this is a complete guess.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Okay, are you ready?
I am.
I am too. I'll go through mine and you can tell me where you're different.
Okay.
Right. I said the first event, it's from earliest to latest, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, I said the first event was CNN getting introduced, and I think that was like 1988-ish.
I think you're completely off on that. I think that was early 80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said the next one to happen would be the Rodney King officers acquitted. I think that's in the early 90s, like 91-ish.
Yeah, it was 93, I believe, 94.
Oh, that stinks. Then I said Statue of Liberty anniversary. I think that went up in like 1890-something, so that would be somewhere in the 1990s.
And I thought that was 1889.
Could be.
So.
And then the Viking stuff, I'm hoping that's the recent Mars stuff. I have no idea, so I put that last. So okay. My order was CNN, Rodney King, Statue of Liberty, Viking.
Okay. See, mine's completely different on that. I went Viking 1 and Viking 2 as 1, land on Mars. I was thinking that was probably in the 70s.
Okay.
2, Ted Turner introduces CNN. I think that was 81. 3 was the U.S. The 100th anniversary of Statue of Liberty, and 4, Rodney King.
Hmm.
All right, Mark, what is the right order for this that we saw totally differently?
1976, Viking 1 and 2.
Oh, Chris is in a good spot.
1980, CNN launched. 86 was the 100th anniversary of the Statue of Liberty.
You got it right? Boom!
Rodney King was 1992.
Oh, my. Hey, I got the right year on Rodney King.
There you go. Yeah, Sublime has a song about it.
Wow.
Chris.
Man. Chris, you nailed those dates.
Now, the question is, did I bet enough?
I guarantee you bet enough.
Oh, did you? Did you go zero?
I bet 76.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you got it wrong. So
I'm down to like 50-something.
Okay, and I bet 50 points.
Oh.
So, wow. Man, that feels good.
Oh, boy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. All right.
Hey,
so,
hey, Mark, that's the man who doesn't gloat, remember?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I was trying to figure out what to say.
All I know is
it.
I got fussed out for not saying anything last time, so I figured I'd spice it up, do a little bit.
So you're saying you gloated this time because of us?
Yes. Yes.
It was coerced.
Yes. How, by the way, what was your points again?
I went from 125 and I lost 76, so I think I have 49.
49 points, yeah. So the final score was 150 to 49.
You just won two in a row.
Yes, sir.
You know, Mark, you're his good luck charm.
I'm three out of, with Mark, 3 out of 4.
Now, you can't say you dominated these two.
No, I didn't. Like last time. Not at all.
You came from behind two in a row.
Yeah. No, you. I mean, you played a great game.
Betting just, zero wouldn't have helped me here either. That was,
and again, the last question for me, that was no science whatsoever. That was like.
What are you talking about? You had it perfect.
You were pretty close.
You nailed it.
Almost every day.
I was just hoping for it.
What year was the Statue of Liberty put up?
89.
I don't remember this.
1889.
86, I thought he said.
80,
oh, was it 86?
86.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to remember 1886. That is the date the Statue of Liberty was erected.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Because they did, they gave it to us on like July 4th. I mean, and it was like the 110th anniversary. Right. That's right. Wow. Okay.
Never going to forget that again.
Good question again. Well done, Mark. That was a really good round all the way around.
Good job, guys.
I mean, except for, man, I put X's by the ones I got wrong, and it's just, man, there's a lot of X's on my side this time around.
Are they in Texas?
No.
All of them?
Man.
All
thank you, George Strich.
They're in Texas.
Wait, okay, remember I said if I won, that meant there was no singing. I guess I was wrong.
Yeah.
That's I was wrong why again. I hang my hat in Tennessee.
All right, let's end this sucker, please.
All right, yes. Guys. Hey, thanks for listening. I almost said thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching.
You could watch on YouTube. That's it's right. Just a static picture with audio, but hey, you can watch. You can also share on YouTube. You can share on Facebook. You can share on Twitter. See, what I do is post these episodes and then put them in those places so that you can pick them up and say, hey, I like this. Click like. And I want my friends to know about this. Click share. It's as easy as that. You can also check out our website where I post our show notes every week. We are at www.trivialwarfare.com.
And I really want to say, people need to check out the show notes. You did a fantastic job with it. And I'm not normally liking to prop you up like this, but really, the notes are really, one, a lot of fun, and two, you usually add a few things that were kind of talked about during the show that maybe people didn't notice. And it needs to be given a little more credit and a little more spotlight than we probably give to it.
Thank you.
You do a good job with it.
I appreciate that. I do like adding a video here and there to make a joke. Yeah. Usually I'm aiming for jokes here.
Man, that was really painful to say something nice about that. Man.
It sounded sincere. You sounded
that sounded
like
you said to say something nice about that man.
No.
All right, Chris, take us out of here.
Man, as I put the championship belt around my waist, I want to say again, Jonathan said, yes, I am gloating. Anyway, Jonathan said thank you. I want to express my thank you for spending some time with us. Mark, again, great job with the questions. We appreciate your time as always.
Thank you.
If you want to email us at trivialwarfare@gmail.com. Email us a trivia question you'd like us to ask on the show. We'd love to do it, especially beforehand. We'll even give you credit. Why not? Anyway, this is Trivia Warfare. Thanks again. Thanks to Mark. Thanks to Jonathan. Thanks to me, the winner, winner, chicken dinner. Where, remember, this is Trivia Warfare. It's not just trivia. It's war. Good night, everybody.
He just called himself a chicken dinner.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
Whoa.
Darn it, I'm not even trying anymore.
Okay.